This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found on the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A trip to Newt Hampshire. Gingrich flexes his muscles, shows off his quick head for politics and history, and makes some sparks fly in Mitt Romney country. What do New Hampshire voters think of Bill Clinton's old Darth Vader? On this Tuesday, December 13th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Nice. It's back to New Hampshire. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
Gingrich, Ron Paul, and Romney. They offer some interesting choices for New Hampshire voters, but they may split the state, so there's no clear winner on January 10th. We'll talk about it right at the top of the hour. Also, a challenge for Russia's Vladimir Putin and an argument between poets about 20th century American poetry. Nothing lyrical about this feud, let me tell you. Stay tuned for that. A lot of you are still talking about the story yesterday about Lowe's pulling its advertising from the TLC reality show All-American Muslim. Gail from Detroit said this: "I'm appalled at Lowe's. To have religious freedom is one of the tenets of our Constitution. They will not get any more of my money. I live a mile from a Lowe's and from a Home Depot. I'm shopping at Home Depot from now on." Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, but let's begin with the headlines.
This is the last week in which Congress can get anything done before it heads home for the holidays, and they're still divided over the payroll tax cut that's set to expire at the end of the year. Democrat and New York Senator Charles Schumer sounds hopeful, though.
We're beginning to see that some of our Republican colleagues are saying there ought to be a payroll tax extension, and there should be, because it's a bipartisan idea. It's been supported by Democrats and Republicans in the past.
House Speaker John Boehner says congressional Republicans want the approval of the Keystone Pipeline, which would carry oil from Western Canada to Texas, as the part of any deal.
The American people want jobs. This is as close to a shovel-ready project as you're ever going to see. This is exactly the description of the kind of jobs plans that the president says he wants to enact.
The House has reached a tentative deal on a $1 trillion spending bill. That proposal would pay for the war in Afghanistan and increase annual Pentagon spending by 1%. The Environmental Protection Agency's budget would be cut by 3.5%. There is one positive year-end sign, though. The yearly federal deficit is on track to fall below $1 trillion for the first time in 4 years.
The United Nations now says more than 5,000 people have died during the 9-month uprising and government crackdown in Syria. The UN's human rights chief says at least 300 of those killed are children. More fighting is reported today in several cities. Iran has rejected a U.S. call for the return of an American spy drone captured by Iran's military. Speaking from the Horn of Africa, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says it's difficult to say how much intelligence Iran will be able to recover.
It's a little difficult to know, just frankly, how much they're going to be able to get from having obtained those parts. I don't know the condition of those parts. I don't know exactly what state they're in.
In Beirut, Lebanon, Hezbollah has publicly revealed the identities of what they say are 10 CIA officers working undercover in Lebanon. Hezbollah says it has identified the spies through the use of a double agent.
And here in the U.S.? That is the sound of Occupy protesters chanting outside a Port of Seattle facility Monday. Hundreds of protesters blocked access to several West Coast ports, briefly shutting down operations in Oakland and Portland. But this truck driver says the Occupy protests aren't helping him because he can't get his truck into the port of Oakland.
This protest is not benefiting me as a truck driver, as an owner operator, because I'm losing money. That's because of this guy.
The closure's economic impact is not immediately clear. Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky will be in court this morning. He's charged with more than 50 counts of sexual abuse involving 10 boys.
Looking at the markets now, Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,021. The S&P opens at 1,236 and the NASDAQ at 2612. More conversation about that decision by Lowe's to withdraw its advertising from a cable show about Muslims.
For Lowe's to pull support of it, they have every right to do that. And the last I checked, you still have the freedom to support, whether it be financial or otherwise, whether it be a private or a public company. It sounds like here in America we are losing more and more freedoms as time goes by.
And what do you think?
This is Josh from Yukon, Oklahoma. It's kind of ironic that Lowe's pulls her ads, yet their motto is, let's build something together.
Pulling ads from All American Muslim. Your views at 877-8MYTAKE or go to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.